श्री श्री राधा कुमुद बिहारी भगवान की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, श्री कृष्ण बलराम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, हिताई गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। FM frequency 102.
Mobile found with some money. Collection kitchen restaurant.
There is one mobile found here. Lost and found department has become active. So you can raise your hand. Kirtan Das Prabhuji.
Kirtan
Raj Prabhuji has a precious mobile with precious numbers in that. So I will request you to again fold your hands, close your eyes and chant the Mahamantra with such deep feeling that you have come to take shelter of this place, Talila Stali and Radha Kumud Bihari Ji. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by the unlimited mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our Vartaman Acharyas, we have come to Sri Vrindavan Dham in first place. And now we have come to Kumudvan. All of you know that Sri Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, has transported 84 kroshas area, which is also unlimited in one sense, but technically 84 kroshas of area of Golok Vrindavan on earth, along with Sri Yamuna Devi and Govardhan Parvat. I'm okay, I'm fine. Fine. Okay. Hare Krishna. So, Sri, what I was saying?
84.
Should remind me also. 84 kroshas have come down on earth by the request of Mother Earth, who came in the form of cow. So when this holy place descended here, the uniqueness of this holy place, because this is the first day, I thought I should tell you, Sri Krishna comes to many places as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you know, sometimes when you are too much having publicity, fame, everywhere people are bowing down to you as Supreme Lord, awe and reverence, believe me, it becomes a little boring sometimes. When you are always being glorified, always being worshipped, always being awed and revered by everybody, you need a break. So seriously, I'm telling you, this is a reality. So Krishna wants to come to a place where no one knows him as God. Like, you know, you want to buy socks somewhere, and a famous personality cannot go and buy socks anywhere. You and me can go and buy. But famous personality has to go to a place where nobody knows him, and there he can go and buy socks. So supreme personality of Godhead also wants to have a break. So first of all, when he made this place appear here and decided who will take birth here, first of all, he took their knowledge of he being Supreme Lord away. He stole that knowledge away and the realization. So whoever took birth in Brajbhumi, which is this 84 crores of area, nobody knew that he is Supreme Lord. And second thing is, he never wore any footwear here. So you should all know that Krishna Charan Raj, Radha Charan Raj, is only available in Vrindavan Dham. Dwarka, Jagannath Puri, Ranganath, Badrinath, and wherever other Ayodhya, wherever you go, wherever the Lord walked, except Lord walked as Ram in the forest barefoot, long tract of land. But everywhere else, wherever Lord desires to walk, every space is covered by velvet. And immediately, jeweled footwear comes. So he wears jeweled footwear and he walks on velvet. And on top of that, chariot comes with Daruka. So there is no question of Braj Raj. There is no question of, Krishna Charan Raj, because there is no touch of Krishna's soul to anywhere on the land. But here he has chosen to come without footwear, without any opulence of the knowledge of he being the Lord. So we are very fortunate we have come to this place, because all the demigods, all the rishis, all the Siddha, Charana, whoever you name as great personalities, they come here to take the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. Because nowhere in Vaikuntha it is available. And the dust that is available here, you just imagine, don't believe in it. Just imagine that you have all the wealth of all the Vaikunthas. It's a good thought for some time. You have all the wealth of all the Vaikunthas, all the opulences, everything. And you come here and you want to buy one grain of dust. You cannot buy that. It's not possible. That is the situation here. So we have come to such a place. So what is the entrance fee to actually enter spiritually in this place? One should give up all this Rajaguna, Tamaguna that we are covered with in the city life. All that, tutu, mai, kintu, parantu, all that thing we should quit. And we should come exclusively to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord here. Whichever place we go to take shelter of the Adhishtatri Devata of that place. So Adhishtata of the whole place is Sri Krishna himself. And more than him, who is the Adhishtata? Adhishtatri, Srimati Radharani. She is the mistress of this whole place. She is the controller of Krishna also. So in 1986, in December, when we had first come to the first ever historic Yatra of Vrindavan Dham, we have got two personalities who are present in that Yatra. One is Rohinandan Prabhu, one is Devi Priya Mataji, and one is Maithili Priya Mataji. They were present in that Yatra. You are there, Mataji? No, you are not there. You are in the first I camp, yes. But you were there. And Radhanath Swami Maharaj welcomed us, which is also now unbelievable, at Mathura station. He was waiting for us there when we alighted from the train, Paschim Express. And he gave a welcome lecture in the station only. Imagine. It's only history and only dream now. And one significant thing which has struck the heart of all of us, which I remember from that lecture, which all of us should meditate constantly when we are in Brajbhumi. He said that the moment you alight in Brajbhumi, by train, flight, whatever way, by car, from that moment till the moment you board again your vehicle back to your place, every single moment in the bottom of your heart, inner chamber, you should keep praying for the mercy of Radharani. All of you are agreeable to this? So to keep thinking and praying for the mercy of Radharani, you have to be away from all these kintu parantus. Who gave me bus seat? Who did not give me bus seat? Did I get sweet or not? Why they finished prasadam before? Why is not giving me front seat? Why back seat? All those things you just give up. Because if you are stuck in those things, this mercy will not be available and the prayer in the heart will not be possible. You have to create for yourself a situation where you can actually pray giving up everything. Either chant Hare Krishna or remember Krishna or meditate on Krishna's pastime, what you heard, or discuss those things. But inner chamber of the heart, keep praying for the mercy of the Lord, Radha Rani. Because she is the giver of dham, giver of shelter. She is the giver of Krishna also. So whatever you need in life and you deserve in life, she is the bestower of that. So we should not divert our mind anywhere, anytime with any petty things which will pollute your consciousness. Dham is a state of consciousness. Dham is also a physical place, like we have gone to a physical place here. But dham at the highest level is a state of consciousness. And that consciousness is, what is that consciousness? Being servant of the servant of servant. Genuinely, sincerely, from the bottom of the heart, we have to be in that mood to serve the devotees. Because dham can be revealed only in the company of devotees. Not necessarily with the speaker, but all the devotees who are coming to this place, by their association, presence only, you will derive the mercy of Radharani, by which you will understand the inner secrets of the holy places that you will visit. So in the beginning only, we have to be grateful to all the devotees who have come here. Because their presence is very auspicious. Everybody has, may not be great, but some devotion everybody has got. Otherwise, they could not reach Vrindavan Dham. They couldn't have reached. So collectively, all the seriousness, all the sincerity, all the pramanikta that they have in the heart will assist all of us, will nourish all of us, will uplift all of us. So we have to be grateful. And whatever inconveniences are there in the dham, while coming, going here and there, we have to be simply thanking and thanking and thanking to the Lord for all those inconveniences. Because all those inconveniences will help you to pray more sincerely with more feeling. So with any thorn or any inconvenience, any troubles you go across reaching the holy place, you have to simply be prayerful and thankful. And the final key is being grateful. If we are grateful, then all that is required to be revealed to you will be revealed to you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I beg for the mercy of all of you, for the mercy of Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, and Srimati Radharani and Shyam Sundarji, to be able to tell some things about this place, because the Leela of the Lord of any holy place is unlimited. Even Ananta Shesh with his thousand mouths from the beginning of creation till today has not been able to complete or end the description of the pastimes of the Lord. So what is the question of us? We are talking about the first avatar of Krishna, who is Balaram, who expanded as Ananta Shesha, who is holding all the spiritual world, including this Vrindavan Dham also, on his central hood. He is discussing and narrating and glorifying the Lord right from the time of his creation. But he has not even, I think, begun. There is so much of nectar in Krishna's pastimes, and so much the pastimes are unlimited. So we are trying to touch upon some bindu, and that bindu is unlimited also at the same time. And if we understand sincerely with humble heart, grateful heart, that bindu, then that is also enough for us to perfect our lives. So when Golok Dham entered here, there are 137 prominent forests over here. Rupa Goswami says there are 66 billion Leela Staris in this place. 6,600 million holy places. That means practically every atom is holy place here. Practically on every atom Krishna has performed Ras Leela. That's also a fact. Practically every atom naturally has been touched by the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and the cowherd boys and Brajvasis. Out of 137, 108 forests are very dear to Krishna. Out of 108, 12 forests are very dear to Krishna. And out of 12 forests, Vrindavan, that forest of Vrindavan. The whole thing is also called Vrindavan Dham or Mathura Mandal or Braj Mandal. But in that, some forest also is there, specific, called Vrindavan. That is very dear, dear most of all. In that, more dear than Vrindavan is Sri Govardhan Parvat. And in more than Govardhan, in Govardhan, what is dear most to Krishna is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. In between, Jamuna also is there. which is very dear. And we have to be ultimately thankful to Radharani, because it is because of her only Vrindavan, Yamuna and Govardhan are manifest here. If she was not there and her desire was not there, then we would have got maybe only Vrindavan or only Govardhan or something like that. But Radharani said, I will not come to that place where Sri Vrindavan, Govardhan and Yamuna is not available. So Yamuna and Govardhan are fully available, and part of Golok Vrindavan is manifested over here. So one of those dearmost vanas is Kumudvan. And before I start with Kumudvan, I think I should tell you about Lalita, because you are from Lalita group. Don't think that Lalita group, Vishakha group are only technical, mechanical reasons for creating. There also is a purpose behind it, so that you can meditate all throughout the 8 days, because in Lalita group, at the lotus feet of Lalita. Lalita Devi is Radharani's very close friend, the closest of all, elder to her. So she is like guru also of Radharani. And any difficulty Radharani gets in dealing with Krishna, she is like the judge. Hindi mein bolte hai ki jab bhi mushkil hoti hai, to Lalita ke adalat mein mamla jata hai. She is very, very strong-headed, tez, you know, very strong, intelligent lady, daughter of Ashok Gopa and Sharda Devi. He is also called Mahagop. Mahabhanu, sorry. Mahabhanu, and also called Ashok Gopa. Her birthplace is Unchagaon, Uchchagram, just 4 kilometers from Barsana. And there is something called as Ator Parvat, which is also upper branch of Ashok. Ashok Parvat, on which their house is there, where she was born. And there is something called as Sakhigiri, very, very famous, where Sakhigiri means Sakhi's mountain, that is Radharani's friend's, Lalita's mountain. And unlimited holy places are there on those mountains. Maybe this time the Unchakao plan is not there, so I'll tell you a few things. There is Dudh Katora, Chappan Katora. Radharani and Lalita together served Krishna and Gwalbal, dahi and butter in that pots which are made in the rock only. So Chappan Katora on the mountain. Lalita was born on Shashti of Bhadrapad Shukla Paksha, as per Vrindavan understandings. And on Dwadashi of Bhadrapad, she was married by Radharani herself to Krishna. That means Radharani arranged the marriage of Lalita Devi with Krishna. And she, vidivat, very nicely, ceremoniously marriage was done. And then Radharani swung Lalita and Krishna on a swing on the mountain. And their lotus feet were that time decorated with lot of mehndi, henna. And then they were sliding down a shila called Fislini Shila. And when they were sliding down, the rocks were melting out of ecstasy. And when they came down to the end of the Fislini Shila, their lotus feet touched another rock. And because of the melting situation, all the footprint of mehndi decoration came upon the shila. That is called as mehndi shila. Another time Radharani sat there, a little upset, with all hands decorated with mehndi. You know how girls, when they are a little upset, they just rub their hands on the ground. So she rubbed her hand in upset situation on the rocks. So there are many other rocks which has got mehndi imprints called mehndi shilas. Like that, Lalita's village is very, very filled with many, many opulent things. Lalita Devi's main service is to make tambul for Krishna. You have seen Lalita Devi standing like this with 2 samosa like tambul, green color in hand. She is expert in that. Of course, all the gopis are expert, but some people are highly expert in that. Her second important service is all pushpa sevas. That means, vitan means, you know, you create a arch. It's called vitan. So pushpa vitan, whatever is archy and decorative, all Lalita Devi is expert in decorating archy situations of flowers. Then pushpa mandala, the mantapa that we have, panda, like pushpa, what do you call, bed in what? Pushpa shaya, pushpa mala, pushpa alankar, everything made of pushpa, she is highly expert in. She is also expert in vishuddha khandita bhav. That means whenever there is a anxiety created because of delay Like we experienced just now, we are getting anxiety, we may get delayed, devotees may reach, we may get late. So that is called as Vishuddha Khandita Bhav, in technical terms. And whatever anxieties happen in those times when there is delay and anxiety, Lalita Devi is very expert in handling that. For example, where Krishna has already played a flute, so that means Krishna is already in the location, in the venue of meeting. And then Radharani is still waiting, not makeup is not ready. Hota hai na, many times, you know, men are ready, but kurta, dhoti, out. But ladies are waiting so much time. In every wedding I do, what is the commonest experience I get as a Purohit? That the bridegroom has already come, but bride is still coming, because makeup is not ready still. So when she hears the flute, when makeup is incomplete, she gets restless. And she tells her friends, quickly, finish off, quickly. They said, no, we have to still put eyebrows, no, quickly. So that situation she is very expert in handling. And then finally, in that anxiety situation of delay, Lalita Devi will make Krishna meet and not create any more anxiety by telling him, see, I told her to be ready faster, but she didn't listen to me, and not create more anxiety. She will make it very nice and pacified and create a beautiful situation to meet. That is called as handling Vishuddha Khandita Bhav. And there are many more things. Lalita is a very important personality. For us to understand, Lalita Devi is the person who is ordered by Radharani to go and pick up any souls who have any trace of sincerity towards Krishna. Not those who are pure devotees of Krishna. Any souls who have any trace of sincerity for Krishna, pick them up. Keep them under your shelter. Prepare them. And then offer me. Then I'll offer them to Sri Krishna. So Lalita Devi is always going around and observing who is having that trace of sincerity. And I hope all of you have. So please pray to Lalita. She is the one who accepts us as we are, wherever we are, however we are, prepares us under her loving care and offers us to Krishna, Radharani, who in turn offers us to Krishna. And her place is Uchagaon. In her place also, when she was close friends with Revati. So when Revati got married with Balram, she brought her husband Balram to Uchagaon to meet her friend Lalita Devi. So Revati and Balram stayed in Uchagaon. So there is a temple of Revati Balram in Uchagaon. And also Sri Krishna and later on Narayan Bhatta Goswami, both of them revealed Triveni Sangam in a well in Uchagaon. This is also a holy place where Prayagraj has taken shelter in Uchagaon. And also when Lalita got married with Krishna, both of them took bath in one pond. That pond is called Dehakund. And they offered gold as donation to all the people there and surrendered their lives at the feet of Krishna. So there are many beautiful things. Then while you are doing yatra, do not forget Lalita. Every time pray to her. She will reveal all the intricacies of the holy place in your heart if you pray to her sincerely. Hare Krishna!
Hare.
Lalita Devi ki!
Jai.
Lalita Devi ki!
Jai.
So Kumudvan is a very Chinmay Rasa Yukta Stan. That means, Chinmay means eternal, spiritual. And the spiritual rasa is fully manifest over here. So there are many pastimes here. First I will tell that Sri Kapil Dev, the avatar of Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came here and he performed tapasya here and worshipped Supreme Personality of Godhead. And wherever Kapil Dev is, there Ganga Sagar is. Because Kapil Dev also performed a tapasya where Ganga Devi meets the ocean. That is called Ganga Sagar. Very, very, very holy place. And he worshipped Supreme Personality of Godhead and performed tapasya in Ganga Sagar. So because he came here and worshipped the Lord, Ganga Sagar appeared in this pond. So this pond is called as Padma Kunda or Kumuduni Kunda, or also called Ganga Sagar, non-different from Ganga Sagar. One place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that place is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this place when he came in Vrindavan. When did he come to Vrindavan? 1515. He came to Vrindavan and stayed for 2 months. That is, after Kartik, he stayed for 2 months here. So in that, wandering in Vrindavan Dham, he came to Kumudwan also. And he performed the Sankirtan of the holy name in this place. So, at the end of our discussion, please take Achman of this Kunda, go to that place and take Darshan. This is also a place here, Vallabhacharya Mahaprabhu's Baitak. Who is Vallabhacharya? Vallabhacharya is the chief Acharya of Rudra Sampradaya. Lord Shiva, Lohitaksha Shiva, in Rudra Kunda gave Darshan to Vallabhacharya. And then said ki, you will be the prime Acharya of my Sampradaya. So Vallabhacharya became the chief Acharya of Pushti Marga, that is Rudra Sampradaya. And he also went to Pandharpur, and where Lord Vitthala came running from his place, walking over Chandrabhaga River on the opposite side where our ISKCON temple is there. There he came to visit Vallabhacharya. While Vallabhacharya was on the way about to go to visit Lord Vitthala. And then Lord Vitthala told him to get married. And on the order of Lord Vitthal, Vallabhacharya got married and begot two illustrious sons called Vitthalnath and Gokulnath, who worshipped Sri Gopal at the top of the Govardhan. Srinadhji, who is called Gopal, now is in Srinadwar. So wherever Vallabhacharya went, sat down and performed Srimad Bhagavat Yajna of 7 days. That place is called Vallabhacharya Baitak. So something like 84 Baitaks are there in whole India. So there is one of the Baitak over here, where he sat down, worshipped also, and recited Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. This is the place. So looking at the beautiful transcendental beauty of this place, Sri Krishna and the cowherd boys came here. And when they were enjoying, see, Sri Krishna and cowherd boys, they took bath in the water over here. They had lot of fun in the water, and by the time they were getting little hungry after the bath, Radharani and Gopis came here. And when they came here, Srimati Radharani offered dahi to Krishna. You can imagine Srimati Radharani's dahi, how nectarian it must be. So Sri Krishna took that dahi, yogurt, from her hand, but he thought, I should feed Radharani. So he fed Radharani dahi by her own hand. And then that hand, which had touched the nectar from the lips of Radharani with remaining yogurt, he put back in the pot and he went running to his friend and he said, come everybody, have this dahi. If I am not able to give you, lick my fingers. So all the cowherd boys came running and they took dahi from Krishna and they were experiencing unbelievable, never like before, taste from that nectarian dahi which Krishna offered. So they said, this kind of taste we never tasted, O Gokulnath. And everybody laughed, and Krishna made them laugh. Huh? And like that, they all enjoyed that dahi. So Radharani offered dahi to Sri Krishna and her friends. Then Sri Krishna, I told you that he gave shelter of Ganga Sagar. See, the thing is that when Sri Krishna manifests his original abode here, all the abodes were personalities actually. They are people. They are not only place. They are all people who serve the Lord in the form of Dham. So all of them want to take shelter of the ultimate Dham. So by this way or that way, by various pastimes, Sri Krishna has given them shelter here. For example, when Vrindavasis asked for them, we cannot go so far in Tribeni Sangam, please manifest it over here only, we can't go there. So Sri Krishna manifested Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati in Unchagaon. And all of them joined together. And after joining, they entered in a kuwa, in a well. That's called Tribeni Kup. Sri Krishna, they said, we want to go to Badrinath, Kedarnath, Chardham, because we had told that if we get a son, we will go and visit Chardham, Badrinath. So Krishna said, why you want to go? Close your eyes. So they closed and open your eyes. They opened. And they were right in the middle of Badrinath, Kedarnath, Jamunotri, Gangotri, Harkipedi, every single thing that you name, which is there upstairs, Himalayas. And then everybody took bath over there. Similarly, Ganga, similarly, Radhakund, Shamkund, similarly, Bimalkund, in all the places, every single holy place has taken shelter in this Dham. So here Sri Krishna has given the shelter to Ganga Sagar Dham. Why it is called Kumud one? Because Kumud is a typical kind of lotus flower, which typically grows and, you know, what you call, blossoms in the middle of the night. So those kind of lotus flowers would blossom here in the middle of the night. That's why this forest is called Kumud one. Second pastime here is, amongst the unlimited pastimes, is Radharani came here with Krishna one time alone, and she decorated Krishna with forest flower garland, with pitambar, every ornament of each limb of Krishna, like, you know, bracelet, armlets and earrings and so many things, like the ring in the nose, ring over here on the chin, and Kamar Kachani. That Kamar Kachani means there is a ornament which they wear in Braj to deities, which got a lot of bells on the waist. And when one walks, the bells make very beautiful sound. And it has got dazzling jewels. So along with the dazzling light, a divine sound also comes. And by that sound they recognize whether Krishna is coming or Radharani is coming or Lalita is coming. It's like so typical and so particular. We cannot imagine, no? We cannot create an ornament and give you and give you and give you and identify who is coming. It's not possible. But in spiritual world, everything is very personal, very particular, very specific, at the same time transcendental. So, such kind of kinkini jal it is called as. Kamar kachani or kinkini jal. That was put. Then Krishna, she also desired finally, when she completed the decoration of Krishna, she told Krishna, "Today I feel like making you a gopi. Shall I do that?" So he said, "Okay, go ahead." So then after completing his shringar as Krishna, as Samsundar, she made his veni, his long beautiful hair, she plaited them together, put flowers on them, and then put all Radharani's shringar, her shringar, which she would do, she put on Krishna. So he said, "I'll make you sakhi, I'll make you your decoration as sakhi, then I will become you." That means I will change my dress and I'll become Shyam Sundar. And then you as Radharani become angry. Because every time I get angry and you come and you request me, you fall at my feet and you shed tears and you wash my feet with your tears and you roll in the dust under my feet and still I'm angry, but then you go on rolling, then you take help of Lalita, Vishakha, everybody. So today I feel that you become Radha and you become angry and I will try to pacify you. I will sing songs, I will hold your lotus feet, and I will make Yamuna Jal, Yamuna River, flow through my ears in the process of pacifying you. So that also happened over here. So this also is called as Paraspara Shringa Leela. That means both of them decorated each other. And see, we may describe here one thing to you, but these things are happening here constantly, eternally, perpetually. And whenever it happens repeatedly, it is not a monotonous leela. Everything is similar, same, but filled with different aspects of it every time it is performed. Otherwise, in Sri Krishna himself, nothing is old and boring. He is Nava Navayaman. He is always Nava Yuvak. His beauty is always new and always expanding and always unlimited. So his leelas also may be the same leelas going on there. Maybe Yashoda is binding Krishna. It's the same activity, but it is filled with variety of things. And that makes Krishna make sure that whoever sees him, one of his name is Agya. Agya means nobody knows him or nobody has seen him. How is that? Because what you are seeing today has not been seen before. His darshan today is not been seen by anybody before. Even Radharani has not seen that before. Like that way, Krishna is always ever fresh and ever youthful, ever new, ever Navayaman. So these leelas are taking place with a lot of varieties regularly. And there's one thing we should understand here, that these leelas can be revealed in the heart of each of you also. What it requires is purity of the heart, sincerity of the purpose, and gratitude. There's a notion here that whichever place you go, it will reveal yourself to you to that degree, to the degree you are pure. So the degree of your purity, the place will reveal its purity and its transcendental nature to you. So every time you come, suppose you come next time to the same place, you will feel this place in a different way. Because maybe in the process you must have purified yourself more than before, than last time. That is why we have to come again and again to the holy place. And suppose one performs good sadhana here or maintains good consciousness here while he is here, that much purity of the Leela will reveal to us. And suppose somebody does any aparad here or breaks any principle here or gets angry over here or gets overwhelmed with some negative feelings over here, the dham covers all its grodies from that person. So what we have to always remember, whenever from today onwards, every moment, every hour, wherever we are going, maybe taking prasadam, that's also a holy place, this is Gaushala, where cows graze. Maybe take prasadam over there. We're going to hear 3 hours of lecture every day. We meet devotees there. We're going to do kirtan. We're going to dance. We're going to offer lamp to Damodar Bhagavan. It's all transcendental. And to the degree we are pure, that each item, each morsel, each atom of the holy place will reveal its glories newer and newer and newer to you. But save yourself from committing any aparad to any devotee or to dham or dham vasis or any single thing. That's a dangerous thing because it smashes the whole purpose of coming over here to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, to understand and worship the pastimes of the Lord. All this will be cut off or switched off. Immediately our consciousness becomes in rajaguna, tamaguna or negative. All the glory of the dham will be covered, will be concealed by the desire of the dham. So we will chant now Kumudvan Pranam Mantra. See, these mantras are given in different Puranas. Padma Puran, Sanda Puran, Brahad Naradiya Puran, Adivara Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, various, and Acharyas have collected these prayers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Another famous thing which will prevent you from getting the Leelas revealed to you is sleep. During the description of the pastime, if you somehow fall asleep, then those will not be revealed to you. So please tell your neighbors to wake you up, because every moment of human life is very precious, where we can get connected to Lord. And every moment of human life in Vrindavan Dham is millions of times more precious and capable of revealing Krishna and his dham to you and his pastimes to you. Please understand. So don't take it lightly. Sleep in the daytime, sleep in the bus. I mean, sleep in the night time, sleep in the bus. sorry, my slip of tongue. Sleep every other time. But be awake when there is prasad distribution, when there is kirtan, when there is dipdan, when there is katha, when there is achmanam, and when there is mainly story, because story is the one thing which you can put to sleep. Okay. So now I will recite the mantra and tell the meaning also to you. The meaning of the mantra is, this Kumud one is offering us variety of allada, that is happiness, variety of flowers and pastimes. This Kumudvan is decorated, beautified and opulent with so many beautiful arrangements which are transcendental. So, hey Kumudvan, we offer our obeisances to you. So, please say, Kumudakhaya Ramyaya,
Kumudakhaya Ramyaya,
Nanallada Vilavidhayine,
Nanallada Vilavidhayine,
Nanallada Vidhayine,
Nanallada.
Please fold your hands and offer your prayers. Nana Kumuda Kalhara,
Nana Kumuda Kalhara,
Rupine Te Namo Namaha,
Rupine Te Namo Namaha,
Rupine Te Namo Namaha,
Rupine Te Namo
Namaha. This place is also important because if anyone reads or recites Kapil Upakhyan in Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole story of Kapil Dev, right from Kardam Muni, Devavati, wedding, Swayambhu Manu, and then Kardam Muni Sapasya, then Darshan, and then all that Akash Mahal, and then nine daughters, and Kapil Dev's birth, and their departure, all that, and the Upadesh of Kapil Dev Bhagwan to Devavati Mata, is all called Kapil Upakhyan. If one recites, reads, understands Kapil Upakhyan in this life, other times if you are qualified to go back to Vaikuntha, Vishnu Dutas come with a plane and they take that devotee. But one who has meditated, read, heard, narrated on Kapil Upakhyan, Sri Krishna himself will come in that Viman and he will come with Garuda and he will take the devotee personally by his own hands to Golok Vrindavan Dham. That's why people do Kapiloka Upakhyan Bhagavad Katha in Ganga Sagar. So here we can at least remember, I told you in two, three words I told you the whole past time. You can remember it over here because Ganga Sagar is here, Kapil Dev is here. Take the benefit of remembering Kapil Upakhyan. Then Krishna Balaram would come here with cows. Huh? And then, Tiri Tiri, say that.
Tiri
Tiri.
Tiri Tiri.
That means come at the tir of the kunda or the river or the sarovar or whatever, jalashay. Tiri Tiri means come at the bank and then chun chun, chun chun, bolo. We have to learn this language because we are in Braj right now. Chun chun means please drink water. So very lovingly Sri Krishna would call with different sounds, call his cows and make them drink water here. Then the boys would decorate Sri Krishna and Balaram and also themselves. With what? With Kumuda flowers, with all the beautiful lotus flowers which would grow over here abundantly, for which it is known as Kumudvan. So they would come here, take bath in the pond, have a lot of fun. And you know what kind of fun? When we enter water, what we do? Something like that. So many things they do. Trying to please Krishna and Balaram. Go underwater, come up from water, do pichkari on the face of devotees, each other. Pull their legs from down and hold their legs from down, scare them, embrace them from behind, kiss them from behind. So many things they would do. And after that, they will decorate themselves with Kumuda flowers. Also, Krishna sported in this water with chosen sakhis. They are called as Priya Narma sakhis. We are very, very close and intimate sakhis. Radha, Lalita, Vishakha and Priya Narma sakhis. They took bath here in this pond. So that means this is Krishna Charanamrita, Radha Charanamrita, Gopi Charanamrita, Gopal Charanamrita and Kau Charanamrita also. They also would go inside the water, drink water. So imagine such a holy place it is. It's also called Padmakunda. Huh? Whereas different Puranas give different names. So thus we end the discussion of this place. Now we'll have to go to different places also today. So next place we are visiting is Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Next place we are going to go is broadly called as Chatikara. We are going to visit Garuda Govinda and we are going to visit Ramtal on our way. But Garuda Govinda is in Chatikara village. Chatikara village is also called as Shakatikara because the short history is that Parjanya Maharaj, who was son of Devamida from a Vaishya wife, they were cowherds. So Devamida gave birth to three sons, Parjanya, Urjanya and Rajanya, and one daughter. And then he worshipped, as per Shandile Muni's order, Lord Krishna in Tadag Sali, in Nandagaon, in Tapasthali. So it is also, Nandagaon is also Tapasthali of Parjanya Maharaj. And then Keshik even demon came there and started disturbing everybody. So then Parjanya Maharaj shifted to Gokul Mahavan. And there he begot 5 sons. After the Tapasya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave darshan to him. And he said, okay, I want children to serve you. So by the mercy of the Lord, he begot 5 sons. And also Krishna told ki, from the middle son, who is very special, Nanda, I will take birth. So all the 5 sons were born in Gokul Mahavan. And 2 daughters were born also. Sa Nanda and Nandini Devi. Upananda, Nanda, Nandan and Sunanda are 5 sons. And 2 daughters, Sa Nanda and Nandini Devi. So all of them were born there. And then eventually when this Nanda Maharaj was put on the throne, first Upananda Baba was put on the throne and he offered it to Nanda Maharaj with love, with great embrace. And after that, Parijana Maharaj left again for tapasya to Tadak Tirtha in Nandagaon. After that, Krishna was born, and you know that Kamsa sent demons after demons after demons. Srimad Bhagavatam cannot describe every single thing because there was time limit. The listener of the Bhagavatam had time limit. So he told only major demons attacking and their killing. But other scriptures tell that every single day in the morning, one demon will come and Krishna will kill that demon by noon time. And when he grew up a little bit, after that he will take bath in Yamuna, and after that he will eat his lunch. But when baby, you know, Putana, what he did, Shaktasur, what he did. See, it became too much. You can imagine if your child is at target spot by heavy terrorist people, your life is miserable. And the kind of terrorists these demons were, they cannot even compare iota with today's terrorists. The way they were creating Pancha Mahabhuta terrorism. That means, it means water kind of overwhelming water situation, pumping from the earth with every thump of the leg, clouds moving in the sky with the tail, the breath causing hurricanes and tornadoes. That kind of Pancha Mahabhuta terror they would cause. So then they, you know, everywhere they had one place called Chaurasi Khamba. And Chaurasi Khamba is a place where they come and meet and discuss what happened today and take a decision what to do tomorrow. So it became too much. One day they took a decision in Chaurasi Khamba in Gokul. There's a place called Chaurasi Khamba there also. Okay, this place is dangerous now, we should go. So from there, in Gopal Champu, it is described, the detailed description of how they travelled from Gokul to Chatikra. And because Vrishabhanu Maharaj also was there in Raval, so everybody shifted because they were very close friends. So when they decided together, they shifted. And they camped in Chatikra. Now, you just imagine what I'm telling you right now. Vrishabhanu Maharaj camped in Basoti village near Radhakund. From Radhakund, 1 kilometer. Okay. And this is 28 kilometers from Vrindavan. And from 6 kilometers from Vrindavan, today is Chatikra. So at least 22 kilometers from Chatikra is Basoti village. But scriptures explain that Nanda Baba's and Vrishabhanu Baba's tents, camps, were just touching each other. What does that mean? They were so huge camps. Such huge camping was there that although they were touching each other, but one end was near Govardhan, one end was near Vrindavan. And it is explained, not for very far, even when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, that from Vrindavan, where the temple is, tigers and lions and wild animals would be grazing there. Nobody would dare to come there. People asked Prabhupada, why you bought a place here? Who will come there? Prabhupada said, wait and watch. Now today, what is the condition? You can't even walk on that road. So much crowd is there. And it is explained in scriptures that from our place, which was in jungle itself, to 28 kilometers to Radhakund, not a single ray of sun would touch the ground. So much thick forest was there. In the daytime, it was pitch dark. So that is something called as Chatikara. And why it's called Shakatikara? Because Shakata is the bullock cart. It was arranged in a moon crescent fashion by Nanda Maharaj to border his tent. You can imagine, all the bullock carts are parked in a very semicircular manner, Chandrakar. So it is called Shakatikara. Another reason is called Chatikara because Krishna's birth ceremony continued for 6 continuous months. And nobody ever realized that 6 months have passed. And when the 6 month last day, evening was coming, and when sun was setting, they were all, Brijvasis were giving bad words to Brahma. Okay, Brahma has become old, he has no intelligence, he is fool number one. Why today when Krishna is born, he has to make the sun set so fast? These are they saying after 6 months. That means the Shashti Pujan of Krishna has passed, has gone. Right? So next, when 1 year came, when his birth was like, he was 1 year, you cannot celebrate anybody's first birthday if you are not worship Shashti Devi on some Shashti after the child's birth. So Yashodamai realized, I cannot celebrate his first birthday. So she hurriedly, on one Shashti, ran to Chatikra and she worshipped Shashti Devi for Krishna's sake and did Chatti Pujan, Shashti Pujan. That is why it's also called Chatikara. Then Krishna Balram also grazed cows there. It was a very famous and beloved place for cow grazing, Gaucharan. and Krishna performed also Ras Lila. Very unique thing, I read for the first time. Krishna performed Ras Lila also in Chatikra. Today Chatikra is only traffic and flyover and everything. But that place is Krishna's Ras Lila place. One very nice story I will tell you. I hope Krishna gives enough time. Then Krishna and Nanda Maharaj, everybody stayed in Chatikra. Brishvanu Maharaj stayed in Basavati village. And for a long time they stayed there. It's not that they left immediately. But it's clearly mentioned that Gopavastami was performed in Nandagaon. So from birth, within 5 years, Krishna moved from Gokul, after birth of course, from Mathura to Gokul, from Gokul to Chatikra. They stayed there. From there they went to Kamyavan. And from there they came to Nandagaon. And then settled there. And at the end of 5 years of Krishna's birth, the big cows were given to Krishna. So Chatikra, he has grazed which cows? Small babies. But after awarding big cows, he has also come there again as Gopal. Before also Vatsapal, then Gopal also. So when they started from Chatikra, again they had to mount everything on bullock carts and all velvet situations for Vishudamai, Krishna, Rohini, Balaram, and Nanda Maharaj and Upananda Baba and other elderly Gopas. So all the big people were in the bullock carts, others were walking, some of them were taking cows on their shoulders, baby cows, and other bulls and cows were walking. And they were very beautifully, songs were being sung, mantras were being chanted, Brahmanas were accompanying them. Very beautiful transcendental situation of everybody travelling to north side. And then Krishna was in the lap of Mother Yashoda. And there was one old gopi who had no teeth in her mouth. She was almost 105 year old. And she saw Krishna in the lap of Mother Yashoda. And she felt, oh, how nice it would be if Krishna is in my lap. It's just a desire. But out of her humility she felt, what is my qualification? I have no qualification. Yashoda is queen and she is the blessed mother of Sri Krishna. But she just desired in the heart. And then she left, nobody walking. Then Krishna started asking her mother, "Mother, what is that?" So she said, "This is kokil, cuckoo bird." Who is next to that bird? Female kokil. What do we say? Kokila. Oh. Then he said, "Mother, who is that?" So she said, "This is peacock." Who is next to him? She is peahen. Who is peahen to peacock? She is his wife, peacock's wife. Then he saw deer and told, "Mother, what is this? This is deer. Who is next to him? Deer's wife." And like that he went on asking all the birds and all the animals, whatever possible he saw. And everybody, every time he would ask, "Who is she to him?" And mother would say, "She is his wife." And then he started crying loudly. He said, "What happened?" All the bulls stopped, cows stopped, gopis stopped. Because when Krishna cries, nobody can walk, you know. Everybody stands still. They turn to him, "Why Lala is crying?" So he's cried and cried and cried. So sometimes when children are in the peak of their cry, they can't tell you why they're crying. They have to settle down, you know. He's crying, crying and crying. There's so much sobbing. So what happened? Lala, tell us what happened. Then finally, a little bit settling down, he said, "I also want a wife." Everybody has wife. Why I don't have wife? So they said, "Lala, you are a very small boy. When you will grow, we will get a wife for you. We will get a beautiful wife for you." He said, "Who has time to wait? I want wife right now." So they again can't convince him, "You are a baby now, you know. The worthy ladies who are going to become a wife, they are also babies now. So how can you get married now?" "So I don't know anything. I want to get married now. I want my wife next to me right now." Now what to do? It's like a big situation. So they discuss among themselves. They said, Okay. What we'll do is, all the ladies who are available here, right from toddlers to small babies, to little young, to very young, and then middle-aged, and all of them will line around, will try to send young girls first, you know, who are like suitable for him. And you choose. So all you can see, millions of gopis are there. I don't know how they manage this Chayan Vidhi. And all of them came, and one of them, Krishna, would see them. He would say, discard. So all young baby toddlers over, then little younger, then more younger, and all beautiful, most young, youthful, full of blossoming youth. No. They would come and, you know, try to, they also are very happy that, "Oh, Krishna will accept us." So now, everybody Krishna rejected. Imagine, then came old ladies, middle-aged, then came old ladies, then came old, then very old. And last came that 105-year-old lady. She thought, it's a joke, you know, like. But she said that, I have to make Krishna stop from crying and our karma should move. So last one she came. And Krishna said, yes, she's my wife. And he jumped in her lap. My God. Everybody was surprised, what happened? So everybody laughed and laughed and laughed and clapped. You also clap. Because finally Krishna found the girl. So they started laughing, laughing and saying, what a perfect lady you have chosen. Why? She also doesn't have teeth in her mouth and you also don't have teeth in her mouth. And one place it is mentioned that they were asking, what did you see in her? He said, see, we don't have teeth in our mouth. So we match. That's what he said. And then whole journey from there onwards, Krishna sat in her lap and traveled to Kamyavan. Yeah. What was the chance of that gopi to have Krishna in her lap? No chance. Not even distant chance. But her desire was very sincere, not for her own aggrandizement or for her own ego or for her own prestige. A very simple and sincere loving desire. And how Krishna fulfilled? Krishna arranged and organized one whole leela to see that he goes in her lap and travels all the way. So Yashoda didn't carry Krishna, she carried Krishna. So what we have to understand from this story is that we have to desire very sincerely, purely, without any ulterior motivation. Then you may not know, and nobody will know, how Krishna will do miracle to fulfill your desire. And most devotees get these experiences. Most unusually, Krishna will do things in our life. So the story of this 105-year-old gopi inspires us that we may be most insignificant, most fallen, have no qualifications, but if our heart is sincere, Krishna reads that heart and fulfills all the desires. The next pastime that took place in Chatikara is Garuda Govinda. It has got two pastimes. One pastime is when Ramachandra was there in Treta Yuga. At that time, we all know that Indrajit had a fight with Lord Ram. First he had with Lakshman also, then Sanjeevani Bhuti was born. And then next time, when Lord Ram was fighting, Indrajit employed Nagapash. And Nagapash was so powerful that Lord Ram became unconscious. And there was a time period, if within that, before that, if Lord Ram is not revived by any other means, like medicine or whatever, mantra, tantra, then Lord Ram will pass away. So there was a time limit. So then other people invited Narad Muni, said Narad Muni invited Garuda to come down. The secret reason behind that is Lord Ram, as Supreme Personality of Godhead Vaikuntha Nath, was missing the association of Garuda. So he wanted to involve him and give him some service in the pastime. So Narad Muni was inspired from within and Narad Muni got Garuda. And as soon as Garuda came, all the snakes which were binding Lord Ram in a difficult pass, they all got up and they ran away. And Lord Ramchandra became conscious. As soon as Lord Ramchandra became conscious, Garuda thought, is he a really Supreme Personality of Godhead? And I am the one who is releasing him from the Nagapash. And I am the one who is saving him from the death, so-called death. So he had some doubt. And he went away. So the same Garuda came to Vrindavan Dham at Chatikra in Dwapar Yuga, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna was performing pastimes here. And as soon as Krishna saw him, he saw Krishna. Garuda had a feeling in the heart that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And immediately Krishna jumped on him and climbed on him. So there's one story that Krishna actually climbed on Garuda and gave him the understanding and realization that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he simply engaged him in his service for his benefit. Another pastime is that whenever Lord Krishna would come to graze his cows, one fine day, Lord inspired Sridhama to become Garuda. He just said, Garuda, Garuda, in front of Sridhama. And Sridhama assumed Garuda form. He actually became Garuda. And Krishna sat on him and assumed a 12-armed form. 12-armed, various things he held in arm. And as soon as he exhibited 12-armed form, all the Dwarka Vaikuntha manifested in that place. So this way, Lord also gave shelter to Dwarka Dham in Chatikra. He also gave Dwarkadham shelter in Koshi, where Gomati Kunda and Shratnakar Kunda, the Gomati Nadi and the ocean of Dwarka and Dwarka revealed itself. Because gopis and Krishna, gopis desired to Krishna, they want to see Dwarka. After he came back from Dwarka, they said, "We heard that you are crying for us and a river is formed of your tears. Can we see that? And in Vrindavan Dham, here Mathura, there is no ocean. So can we see ocean also?" So Krishna revealed Dwarka with ocean and Gomati in Koshi area. So when Krishna revealed Dwarka with 12-arm form, it is said in the whole creation, from material to spiritual, anywhere, there is no 12-arm forms of Krishna. There is only place in Chatugra, in Mathura Mandal, where you see 12-arm form of Krishna. And as soon as that appeared, Radharani, who was there, turned into Lakshmi with full of opulence. She stood next to Krishna. Garuda Govinda, that means Radharani, is next to him as in Lakshmi, and Krishna 12-armed, riding on Garuda. And immediately at the feet of Krishna and the Garuda, Rukmini and Satyabhama also appeared. So if you go there, you will see there's darshan of Garuda Govinda next to that Lakshmi. And if the pujaris are kind enough, they will lift the dressing. Then you will see Sridhama's feet as Garuda. And below his feet, there are the Rukmini and Satyabhama. There is a Govind Kunda next to that. That Govind Kunda is a place where Garuda Govinda, in the form of Garuda Govinda, also in the form of Krishna, also all the cowherd boys, they perform their pastimes, raised their cows, took bath over there. And when in the later on, most important thing is this particular pastime, when Sri Krishna left this world, he had told Vajrana to maintain these places, you know, carve deities and install them and make these memorials of my places. So Sri Krishna, when he passed away, Vajrana made this deity of Garuda Govinda. It's made by original deity of Garuda Govinda made by Vajrana. And when Aurangzeb came, this deity was thrown in that Govind Kunda. And the pujaris ran away. And that time, after the whole Atanka was over, Sri Krishna appeared to the local Goswami and told her, "Take me out." So Garuda Govinda's deity was found under the water in Govind Kunda, which is there in Chatikra. And again it was reinstalled. Okay? This is a very important place, because see, many places people go and visit. But Garuda Govinda is a dearmost place and Shraddhasthan of all Brijvasis. So you will find all Goswamis of various temples, they go and visit Garuda Govinda. It is their worshipable place. It's also a place of Sanji Leela. Sanji Leela means in the Pitru Paksha, all the gopis, all the young girls, they create decorations of cow dung. 10 days with flowers and 5 days with colors. And decorate something called as Sanji. And with that, putting lamps in that, they worship Sanji Devi. That is called as Sanji Utsav, which goes exactly in Pitru Paksha, Bhadrapad, Krishna Paksha Pratipada to Sarvapitri Amavasya. That is also a place of Sanji Leela. Then comes the next place, which is called Sundarak or Ramtal, which we are going to visit. Another very beautiful place. You can imagine that as we are coming, you know, year by year, sometimes once in 3 years, sometimes maybe once in a year, every time we come here, we see the holy places are being lost. They are not the same. If they are there, you will see dilapidated condition. Or you find that, oh, look, Kunda used to be over here. Now there is a plotting and there is a building standing over here. So when we hear Rupa Goswami saying 66 billion holy places, where are they? They are all under the buildings and ashrams and the roads, and the business stop and Lohi Bazaar and the shops and everywhere, under the Kelewala and Shingadewala also. These are holy places hidden over there. They have lost. So like that, Ramtal is a very holy place, ancient place, historical place, Pauranic place, but was lost only 2.5 years. Somebody called Vinit Narayanji studied and found out that this is the location where Ramtal is there. And he excavated. And when he excavated, he went to the bottom, 25 feet from ground level he excavated, and he came across a wall of Ramtal Kunda, which was not breakable by JCB also. He could not break it only. Everything else he could break. But that wall, made of bricks only. There is scratches on the brick. I saw when it was no water there. So he understood, this is Ramthal we have reached. The Ramthal Kunda. And there are stone walls also under that. Under the brick wall, there are stone walls, which are of course not breakable by JCB. So there he stopped. And there he dug a well. Water came. Now, very beautiful pond they have created. Under which, it was a Jamuna pond. See, something called as Doha is there. Doha means, isko Hindi mein Deha kehte hain. So Kali Deha. That means, a river flows, but at one place, the river starts accumulating water, and that doesn't flow. It remains there only, and the border keeps flowing, and the collection remains there. So that is the place where Saubari Muni, the famous saint of Braj, historic, there are many Brahmins, many Gotras here, who have Saubari as their Gotra, as their ancestor. Very elevated and celebrated Brahmins. That Saubari Muni was performing tapasya under water of Jamuna at this place. And from that place till our Vrindavan temple, whole thing is Sundarak. So Saubari Muni's tapasya sali and temple is there near our ISKCON temple also. Just 10 minutes walk if you go. There is Sundarak village and there is temple and there is worshipping place also. And also you go there and you see that here also is worshipping. That means what? All that was the tapasthali of Saubari Muni. You should not get confused. For example, Madan Terry is just next to our temple where Cupid was defeated by Krishna and is supposed to be during Ras Lila. And Ras Lila began at Bansiwat, which is from that place 5 kilometers. So what do we understand? The whole thing was Ras Mandala. Whole the bank of Jamuna was Ras Mandala. So this defeating Cupid took place here, beginning took place there. But everything is one Ras Mandala. Similarly, from our temple onwards till that place is all Sundarak village. So Saubari Muni was performing tapasya underwater. And you know what, when you are underwater, for example, when your housemaid ladies are always working in water, what happens? The fingers become white, they get some nail infection, some algae develops in there, so many things happen. His whole body was underwater for so many years, so his skin was hanging, had become white, all fungus had grown on that, he had beard, long beard, he was already tapasya, so he had no much food, so very skinny and bony body, very ugra eyes, filled with tapasya. So he had that kind of aura of a tapasvi underwater. And Garuda would come and pick up snake and fish from that pond and go away. But this is food. All the snakes were children of Kadru Devi and Kashyap Muni. So the snakes and fishes were disturbed. So they went to Kadru Devi, the mother of snakes, and complained ki our Vamsha is going to get finished now because Garuda is coming every day eating fish and specifically snakes. So Garuda said, you go to your eldest brother. Because the eldest son of Kadru Devi is Anantashesha, Sankarshan Bhagwan. The first Kashyapa and Kadru gave first birth to Anantashesha. And then all the great snakes like Takshaka, Vasuki, Kaliya and all, 1,000 hoods and 5,000 hoods and 100 hoods, many thumb, all snakes were given birth. So Kaliya, leading all the snakes, went to Sankarshan, Anantashesha, and said, this is the difficulty. So Sankarshan, Anantashesha Bhagwan, guided him to go to Saubari Muni. He said, he's a local sadhu, that is under where you are staying. Please put your request to him. He is very powerful enough to solve your misery. So they came back to Saubari Muni and put their request. And he said, don't worry, I will take care. And immediately next time when Garuda came, immediately Saubari Muni cursed him. If you ever come here again to disturb our fishes and snakes, you will die. Now you know Garuda. Garuda is Vishnu Tattva himself. Please know this. This is given in Mahabharata. Garuda was born out of Kashyapa and Vinita. And Indra has glorified Garuda like anything when Garuda defeated Indra. Indra had a fight with Garuda and he released his highest astra. So Garuda said, this astra has no meaning to me. But because you are Indra, Devendra, to keep respect of you, your vajra will burn one of my feather. That also he chose. He could have chosen ki nothing will burn. The vajra will go useless. But to respect you, I give one of my feather. So vajra, Indra's vajra made of dadichi's bones could not even burn, in fact, any feather of Garuda, but Garuda allowed. And then Indra surrendered to him and glorified him. In Mahabharata if you read, Garuda Gaurav is there by Indra, where Indra is telling, you are Vishnu himself, because who will hold Vishnu? विष्णु को कौन धारण कर सकता है? विष्णु ही धारण कर सकता है. तो विष्णु ओनली केम एज गरुड़ा टू होल्ड हिमसेल्फ एज अ वाहना. सच इज द पावर ऑफ गरुड़ा, विष्णु तत्व हिमसेल्फ. सो यू कुड हैव गिवन काउंटर कर्स टू सबरीमणि और नेगेटेड द कर्स ओनली, बट बिकॉज ही वॉज अ वैष्णवा ही रिस्पेक्टेड साधूज वर्ड एंड ही बाउड डाउन टू हिम. सेड ओके आई विल नॉट कम हियर एंड वेंट अवे. सो दैट मीन्स वेन यू हैव लॉट ऑफ पावर but when you have humility with the power, it is adorned. Otherwise, when power comes to you, only we become proud and, you know, disturbing others and throwing our powers everywhere, showing how great we are. Garuda are all the powers in the world to defeat Saubarimuni. But he just bowed down as a Vaishnava, accepted it and went away. And that was counted as Vaishnava Aparad for Saubarimuni. Imagine, he must have spent so many thousands of years in the water. And so many fishes must have come and mated in front of his eyes, right? So many snakes must have mated. It didn't make any difference to him. But the next time the first fish couple came to mate in front of his eyes, he developed burning desire of sex in his mind. And he was so overwhelmed with that sex desire. You can imagine, sadhu who is completely controlled his sex desire and is a tapasvi underwater, how sex desire that to fish and snake? Impossible. Some Naga Kanya comes or some Samudra Kanya comes, a different story. But looking at the fish mating, he got tempted. So acharyas explain that when we do Vaishnava Aparad, the first thing to manifest in our heart is overwhelming sex desire. And it will cause fall down of that person. He may be a grahastha, he may be a sannyasi, he may be a brahmachari. Vaishnava desire, Vaishnava aparad means first thing you will be completely burning in sex desire immediately after that. So he got out. He couldn't continue his tapasya. Where to go? I have to find a woman to get married. So he remembered he had obliged King Mandata. And King Mandata is very famous in the Puranas. One time his kingdom had no rains. Many years no rain, avarshan. So they had called Saubarimuni. And Saubarimuni had performed a yajna, by the effect of which there was abundant rain in the kingdom of Mandata. So he remembered, how, what can I use as a resource to fulfill my desire? I obliged him, so he will oblige me also. So he went there. And remember, he was so overwhelmed. He just went there as he was from underwater. He didn't even realize what was his condition. So much overwhelmed with sex desire he was. And he went to Mandata and said, King Mandata, I want to marry. Please give one of your daughters. He had 50 daughters. Now the king also was a Vaishnava. He knew the powers and glory of Saubarimuni. So he thought, my God, who will marry him? Look at him. Look at his condition. Look at his appearance. Look at his skin. Look at his fungus. Look at his white condition. Beard, eyes, jata. Which of my girl, beautiful girl, will marry? So how to get out of this trap? So he said, yes, yes. Whichever girl, daughter agrees with you, please marry her. So you can go and choose yourself. Whoever agrees, I don't mind. Because he didn't want to get into that trap. And he went inside. Every girl said, not me, not me, next, next, not me, not me, next, 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 next. So I was wondering, what is happening? I am Saubarimuni. And all these girls are rejecting me. Then he came to his senses that he was not looking beautiful. He realized. You can see the overwhelming situation. Muni, huh? He came all the way, long distance, he could have realized what is his condition. Then he came to his senses and by his yogic power, he became a very beautiful prince. And then he went again. And all 50 girls came. He's mine, he's mine, he's mine. Why are you coming between? He's your brother-in-law. I am his queen. So now, what to do? All 50 wanted to say, myself. So he said, I'll marry all 50. So he married all 50. King was also surprised. The marriage took place right away there only. All 50 girls came decorated and he got married in the palace only. And he got all the 50 queens, his wives, back to that place where he was performing tapasya. And by his own shakti, not by taking elements of Brahma, by his own shakti, by his own tattva, he created his srishti. His own srishti, where he built 50 palaces for those 50 queens. And he expanded into 50 forms. And he enjoyed with them for thousands of years. And each queen he gave 100 sons. So how many sons? Let me see how much awake you are. 5,000 sons, 50 wives, 50 palaces, so much of big samsara, you know. So much samsara. At the end of all these thousands of years of continuous enjoyment, he came to realize the futility of all these things. Such a waste of time. And he started meditating from where it all began. So he went behind and behind and behind and behind, and he came to know it was Garuda Aparad, which has caused so much of waste of time in my valuable tapasvi life. So immediately he became, you know, very renounced and started performing tapasya. All his 50 queens also left everything and became tapasvinis and worship Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead in the same place. And at the end of their life, Saubhuri Muni with 50 queens, all of them went back to Godhead from that same place. So that is the place where we are going to go. And then connected with that is the pastime of Kaliya. Because afterwards Garuda and Kaliya had big fight. They were already enemies. So they had big fight out of the water. And they had such a furious fight that many lokas they were fighting. Finally they came to Vrindavan Dham. The fight was going on. And Kaliya was getting defeated. You know, sometimes how Gajendra and Magarmach also, crocodile. Point of time, Gajendra came to know, okay, I am now becoming weaker. I will lose. So Kaliya also came to the realization, now I cannot fight anymore. I will lose the battle. So immediately he jumped in the water of Jamuna. Because he knew that Saubhuri Muni had cursed Garuda. That he will die if he enters Jamuna. So as soon as Kaliya entered Jamuna, Garuda left and went away. Said, okay, forget it. And then Krishna came there and had to subdue Kaliya. So this story also has connected with Kaliya Leela. So please do not misunderstand Saubhuri Muni by hearing this pastime. Saubhuri Muni was used by the Lord to tell us a very important principle. See, when most important principle comes to be taught to people, then Krishna will use the most great devotee of his. Like for example, he should use Bhishmadev, he used Dronacharya, he used Ashwatthama, he used so many people who actually appear to be falling down, doing something which is not expected from them. So Saubhuri Muni, being so detached, so renounced, so much immersed in devotion to Krishna, Krishna had to use him to tell all of us, even Saubhuri Muni, if he does Vaishnava Aparad, look at it, what happens to him. So be careful. We are not Saubhuri Munis. We are ordinary men, ordinary women. We don't have to see even fish also to get overwhelmed with sex desire. Anything that is seen to us, we get overwhelmed. So we have to pray to that place, to Saubhuri Muni, to Krishna, to save us from Vaishnava Aparad. The yatra can be nullified to zero if Vaishnava Aparad is committed over here. And beware, my dear devotees, if you do Aparad in Mumbai, Pune, Delhi, Madras, there will be X effect of that. If you do same Aparad here, it will be millions of times held against you. As much as one mantra chanted here will have millions of times good effect on you, the Aparad done here also will be held against you for millions of times. So beware, you are walking on the edge of a sword in Vrindavan Dham. So prevent Vaishnava Aparad, chant the holy name. Everything is intense over here. Everything is millions of times multiplied over here. So whatever you do look on left side, you look on right side, multiplied by millions of times. You took Ashman here, multiplied by millions of times. You bow down to Kapil Dev, multiplied by millions of times. You think about the pastime of the Lord, which took place here, effect is millions of times. Everything is multiplied. Same will be aparad of devotees. Don't think negative of anybody. Don't think of any inconveniences. It's all 8 days only. Nothing, you are going to go back to your palace and enjoy everything what is there available there. If nothing is available here, just see that you sustain your life here. And keep your eyes open. Ears open and eyes also open. And then whatever comes in through this. And believe me, eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin are the gateways of knowledge and then further realization. Keep all these senses intact so that through all these senses, dham will enter you. Dham will take an entry in your mind, in the courtyard of your mind, in the courtyard of your heart, and will turn into realization, sweet and beautiful, relishable and overwhelmingly enjoyable. So keep your five senses, Jnanendriya and five Karmendriya, focused on Krishna, on his Leela, on his Dham, on his form, on his holy name. Then the yatra will be most perfect. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Does anybody have any question? Do we have 4-5 minutes? Okay. I'll tell question, eh? Yes. I have not read any mail mention is not come. There's a good point that you made. For us, if we need to be forgiven for any offense that we run to Vaishnavas, the only and only method is to go to that devotee only and fall at his feet and beg forgiveness with most utmost sincerity and repentance in the heart. Sincerity, humility and genuine repentance. If it is there, then we can be forgiven. And sometimes the devotee may not take the offense, but the Lord takes the offense. So what can save us from the Vaishnava Aparadha is sincere repentance, genuinely from the heart. Okay. What I remember myself now, next what I'm going to talk is, why Krishna performed Kalya Leela? Because he knew Kalya has taken shelter in the Jamuna and the Jala Tattva has been poisoned and all living entities are dying over there. So what he did, he was playing ball in one place called Gindokhar. No, whatever he did, that name is there accordingly. The village is called Gindokhar or Gendova, where he played ball, you know, with ball with. And then Sridhama had bought the ball that day, and it was Sridhama's ball. You know how boys are, my ball. So Krishna was playing and they were tossing the ball from one to another, and Sridhama's ball, suddenly Krishna purposefully threw long distance, which means it went all the way to Jamuna in Vrindavan and fell. Sridhama said, I want my ball. So Krishna said, I'll give my ball to you. Why you are talking about that ball? That ball has gone far away. But how the boys are, I want my ball only. So they were all fighting. Finally, they said, okay, let's go to get the ball. And that's how Krishna came to Yamuna to search for the ball. The other time, the gopis were there and Krishna came and he started dancing. And he was very proud when he was dancing. So Gopi said, why are you so proud? All the dance had been taught to you by Radharani. So what is there to be proud? Everything is borrowed wealth, borrowed knowledge. Show something else if you are so proud. So Krishna said, one day I will show you a dance which no one of you has ever seen, no one has ever performed, no one has dreamt of also. So he also wanted to show some extraordinary dance to the gopis. What is the extraordinary nature of that dance? Tell me. Generally, we dance on a firm platform. We need a platform where we call stage and we want earth or something and we can dance on that. But Krishna danced on an unsteady stage, you know. Remember, when he put one foot, that whole thing will go down. And then next platform also will go down. But Krishna danced so wonderfully that he didn't even require a steady platform to dance. And gopis were like mad seeing that. How is he dancing on unsteady? Whichever foot he puts on, whichever hood of Kalia, that hood is going, which is tight with poison, is going down, becoming malul, that means becoming fragile. And demigods gathered in the sky and they were wondering, what kind of dance is this? They wanted to try to match up with the sur, tal and step. And they were doing some effort there, but they were never successful in matching with that tal which Krishna had. But they somehow continued whatever they were doing. In the effort of trying to match their equipments, instruments and sur and tal and song. But they could never match. But nonetheless, they were so ecstatic, they kept on dancing and Krishna kept on dancing down. So that is the little background I wanted to tell you about this Kalya Leela also. Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Shah!